This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. California Governor Gray Davis and the more than 130 candidates trying to replace him are competing once again for attention with the Federal Appeals Court in San Francisco. The full U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals announced yesterday that it may re-examine arguments for delaying the October 7th recall election of Governor Davis until March. On Monday, a three-judge panel of that same court postponed the recall election, saying that outdated punch card voting machines might disenfranchise tens of thousands of voters. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Californians were still digesting the news that the recall election could take place in March 2004 instead of October 7th when the appeals court dropped another, albeit smaller, bombshell. In an abrupt statement, the appellate court ordered state election officials and supporters of the recall to submit legal briefs by afternoon today on whether there should be an en banc hearing, that is, a hearing by an 11-judge panel to reconsider the arguments for postponing the recall election. Within hours, California Secretary of State Kevin Shelley issued a statement saying he would comply with that order. Shelley's spokeswoman, Terry Carbaugh, said the secretary believes it's in everybody's interest to have a speedy hearing by an 11-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit.
We will be asking the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to continue the election on October 7th.
However, Ted Costa, head of the Sacramento-based People's Advocate, one of the groups behind the recall movement, said he doesn't want any of the judges in the Ninth Circuit to rehear the case. He wants to press the matter immediately to the U.S. Supreme Court.
I'm hoping that this thing gets to the Supreme Court. And I'll tell you that if we do have our day in court here with this panel, and if we lose, we're going to the Supreme Court. And I know that the opposition here, that if they lose, they're going to the Supreme Court. So that's where this case is headed. Let's get on with it. Let's get to the Supreme Court and get this thing decided so that we can have our election on time.
But it's highly unlikely for the U.S. Supreme Court to get involved at this point, says Hastings College of Law professor Vic Amar.
If either party asks the Ninth Circuit to take the case en banc, then that means there's an en banc request pending in front of the Ninth Circuit. As a formal matter, that might prevent the Supreme Court from intervening, even if one of the parties wants to go to the Supreme Court, until the Ninth Circuit says yes or no to en banc review.
To get an en banc review, a majority of the court's 26 judges would have to approve it. Then 10 judges would be selected at random to hear the case with Chief Judge Mary Schroeder. Professor Vic Amar.
The question facing the Ninth Circuit now is not whether the three judges got it right on Monday, but rather whether this is the kind of case that's important enough where 11 heads are better than three.
With the issue still unsettled in the courts, the candidates had no choice but to proceed as if the recall election could still take place in October. And Governor Gray Davis campaigned as if he would welcome that. In an appearance with Florida's Democratic Senator Bob Graham, Davis appeared to relish the occasion to compare the recall movement with the Florida election debacle in the 2000 presidential race.
Whenever the election is held, I hope that everyone who wants to vote has the opportunity. I hope that every vote that is cast is actually counted, and I hope that as many votes as possible result in the determination of this election, because the more people who vote, the more legitimate the results.
Davis's campaign has been buoyed in recent days by a Los Angeles Times poll that shows the percentage of voters who favor his recall is diminishing. If the governor would prefer an October election because he feels some momentum, then he's not alone. Republican State Senator Tom McClintock, a dyed-in-the-wool conservative who is running behind GOP frontrunner Arnold Schwarzenegger, says he's confident he can overtake the popular actor.
If the momentum of the first half of this race carries over into the second half, I will be in first place by Election Day. That's why we call it a race.
As a practical matter, McClintock would prefer an October election because in March he is slated to run again for the state Senate seat he currently holds. If the gubernatorial recall election is delayed until March, he says he will run for both offices. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.